This recording, England 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
Certainly from the Second World War onwards, really, until mechanisation really took over in the late 60s, the fens themselves heavily relied on both male and female labour. For the intensive farming. I mean, in England, it's the most intensive and still is the most intensive agricultural area. And most of the women were employed through what were known as gangmasters. And these were just individuals that set up, engaged the women, and took them from farm to farm. The gangmaster would draw up a contract with the farmer to carry out whatever the work was. Most of the women would be engaged in things like carrot digging, onions, celery. Two types of agricultural work for the women, what we call day work, which was a set rate per hour or per day, or piecework, as it was known, where the farmer would quote a price for digging, say, a ton of carrots, and if you were a little bit better at it, a little bit faster, then you earned more money. But most of the women, as I say, they were stuck with gangmasters, and they were bound by a day work basis. I would think, I mean, where we lived in Chatteris, a population of about, in the 60s, it would have been 5,500, something like 80% of the working population were, even as late as the mid-60s, engaged in agriculture. Most of the women would be picked up in transport vans at about 6 in the morning. They would get home about 3:30 in the afternoon. So most of them worked about a 9 to 10 hour day on the land. In the school holidays, many of the gang masters allowed them to take their children with them, and the children would spend the day in the field with them, and the older children, i.e. the teenagers, was sort of from 11 perhaps to 14, 15, they would work with the mothers and do what we call a wretch. If they were digging carrots or onions, then each woman would have an allocated area to dig or to pull the onions and lay them out in rows for cutting later. And the children would have a half wretch alongside their mothers. Wretch, it's R-E-T-C-H. It's a fen word used to describe an agreed area of land to be dug of carrots or whatever the cultivation is there, and you take your docky with you. That is a fen word that I've never heard in any other part of the country. Your docky, spelt I think D-O-C-K-I-E, was your lunch, and I think it derives from a Victorian word, really, but certainly I've never heard it anywhere outside of the fens, and theory has it that it came about from the days when the men folk were docked an amount of pay during their lunch break, and so docky time was a period where, you know, you weren't earning money. You take it in a docky bag, and most your lunch most days, or your docky most days, would be a hunch, which would be a loaf of bread cut in half, and one half would be hollowed out, and in that you would have a piece of butter and cheese, the two halves joined together, again put in your docky bag, and then when you ate it with a knife, cut off pieces as you want.